Two cloned Bantangs were born at the Trans-Ova Corporation's research farm in Iowa on April 1st and 3rd. The first clone had a birth weight of about 22 kilograms and is reportedly doing well. The second animal, which was born 9 kilograms heavier, was euthanized a few days after its birth. Trans-Ova spokesman Eric Wolson says officials are limiting human contact with the surviving calf in an effort to protect him from infection.
For many endangered species, the first month is really that critical time period. And so basically we're giving the best possible care that we can.
The San Diego Zoo initially provided frozen cells from a Bantang bull who died 23 years ago and worked with Trans-Ova and another firm, Advanced Cell Technologies of Massachusetts, to produce the genetic copies of the Asian ruminant. The wild cows are endangered in their native Java. Zoo geneticist Oliver Ryder says researchers took fertilized eggs from a domestic cow and removed the nucleus.
And then the nucleus that contained both parental and maternal genetic contributions from the Bantang individual was inserted into the egg.
This was only the second time that cross-species cloning has been attempted. The first resulted in a birth 3 years ago, but the calf survived for only 2 days. Mr. Ryder says the genetic material for the Bantang clones came from a unique collection of animal tissue in San Diego.
We're in the room that holds the frozen zoo.
Several oil drum-sized freezers line the walls of this tiny room.
It's cold because even though these are great big thermos flasks, it's 200 degrees below zero centigrade in there.
The freezers contain samples of a menagerie of ordinary and rare animals, from monkeys to gray whales. Mr. Ryder lifts the lid on one flask to expose a thick fog of supercooled air. A fan lifts the vapor away, exposing tall metal racks. Mr. Ryder puts on a thick insulated glove, grabs a handle, and lifts one up. The thousands of tiny vials inside the freezer contain tissue from about 6,000 animals, representing 400 distinct species. The samples were collected at the zoo and represent animals from countries all over the world. The zoo says future cloning efforts could help revitalize a number of endangered species, but Mr. Ryder says that doesn't mean the zoo will begin bringing back extinct animals.
Cloning technology that is available right now requires access to living cells and their nuclei, and there aren't any of those from any extinct organisms that I'm aware of.
Zoo officials say they're pursuing the cloning of animals like the Bantang in an effort to boost the fragile gene pools of threatened species. Even so, Mr. Ryder says the zoo's primary mission remains the protection of rare species in the wild, not populating their exhibits. University of California San Diego researcher Ted Friedman worries that cloning successes could breed complacency about threats to wildlife habitats around the world.
If we sort of justify much of that continued habitat destruction by saying that it doesn't much matter because we can now sort of bring back these species when and if we want, that strikes me as a dangerous rationale for not solving the real underlying problem, and that is how we manage our environment.
Mr. Friedman says scientific research also shows that cloned animals are not as hardy as their naturally born counterparts. Zoo officials say they're not sure how long the remaining clone will live, but they hope the Bantang reaches breeding age. If things go well in Iowa, the clone could be brought to San Diego in a couple of weeks. Eric Anderson in San Diego.